Whether you work at Ascension Hospital, are stopping by Crossroads Collective for a bite to eat, or are simply navigating from I-43 to Bradford Beach, you've likely noticed some road infrastructure changes on the stretch of North Avenue passing through Milwaukee's east side.
If we're going to get serious about a healthier, safer, more walkable city, steps like this are really important.
Last month, 3rd District Alderman Jonathan Brostoff set into motion plans to make already existing bike lanes on the street protected. After weeks of work painting city street lines and installing both concrete planters and plastic delineators, the stretch of bike lanes between the Milwaukee River and Prospect Avenue, as well as Prospect from north to the Maryland Montessori School, is now separated from the main road. Brostoff tells me the early feedback he's received on the project has been overwhelmingly positive.
We've had people reach out from the immediate area, people who work and travel there, and people who just come in over the weekends, and overwhelmingly been positive with some exceptions.
The idea of protected bike lanes is not a new one in the city. In a survey conducted by the Path to Platinum Initiative in fall of 2016, 88% of respondents overwhelmingly desired biking improvements with more separation from motor vehicles. Kilbourne Avenue downtown between Water Street and Jackson has them, and the ongoing redesign of Walnut Street west of 17th is incorporating them as well. Each project, Brostoff says, is one way the city is fighting against the epidemic of reckless driving.
As we know, reckless driving is not unique to, you know, one specific part of the city or one area. It's happening all over, and therefore, we've got to look for solutions all over.
As for the cost of the project, as of this month, the estimated price tag will be $3.8 million, which may seem like a lot to invest in a half-mile stretch of road, but as Brostoff notes,
with the price of concrete right now and labor and everything, it's not actually that much money for that stretch. I mean, you could easily spend $20 million, $15 million, over there. For every decision we made, it was with the intention to get as much bang for the buck as possible.
Ultimately, Brostoff believes other common council members are taking notes on the North and Walnut projects to find ways they can improve both cyclist and pedestrian safety in their own districts.
That was kind of part of the thinking from the beginning, is we have an opportunity on a main thoroughfare to really set some precedent and do some exciting stuff, and it's certainly replicatable elsewhere.
Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.